What's happening, family? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, and the other host is...
Gooseberry. How y'all doing?
Already. Hey, if this is your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. It's a podcast me and my boy Goose do every week or most weeks, and we talk about a lot of stuff, all right? We talk about things that affect black men, things that affect black families, things that don't, all right? But you hear about this stuff anyway, but this time around from us, you're hearing it from a black man's point of view, a father's point of view, husband's point of view, uncle, brother, all that jazz. And that's why it's called Let Us Tell It.
Damn right.
Absolutely. So we usually kick this off every week with getting something off our chest, because that's what you need to do. You need to vent. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Pressure builds pipes. Goose, you got anything you want to get off your chest?
I do have something I want to get off my chest. I've read that the NFL is in support of Israel, and they are asking NFL players to kneel out of respect for what's happening over there. What's happening over there obviously is a tragedy, but to have these guys kneel is crazy after what they did to Colin Kaepernick for kneeling for police brutality, and how the country treats us in this country. And now you're going across the water to say we need to respect them and have these have sympathy for them, which we do, because shouldn't nobody be killed, murdered, or anything like that. But you didn't even show citizens or the black community the same respect, man, over here, which is wild to me. And it's speechless. How do the football players, that's a slap in the face to me.
Well, y'all know I'm a big Kaepernick fan. Got the man, the black jersey, the black on black jersey.
Yep.
Done DM'd him and stuff. Them's my people. Before Kaepernick, I was already in this. This is the hypocrisy of this democracy pisses me off. What James Baldwin say? To live in America, to be black and living in America and woke is living in a constant state of, you're basically constantly furious and pissed off. This is truly infuriating.
Yeah.
Because you got somebody, Kaepernick, for example, or anybody else that speaks out about the brutality that black people go through in this country, and that they're always demonized.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? He was doing a peaceful protest to show his support for black people that are brutalized by the police, and as well as to call out brutality for the police.
Yep.
Black Lives Matter movement comes after that.
Mm-hmm.
What did they do to spin that around and capitalize on it? Blue Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you shouldn't kneel. Oh, you're not supporting the troops. It had nothing to do with troops or military.
Nope.
Nothing to do with any of that. But then turn around, like Goose said, something clear across on the other side of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But we going to kneel for that, even though it's wrong to kneel. But we going to kneel for that.
Yep.
This is the problem. This is what it comes down to. Like Goose said, everything going on in Israel right now with the Palestinian people, Gaza, all of that, it's a true catastrophe. It truly is. But what pisses us off, if anybody listening that don't know, this is what it feels like. If you in line to get justice, everybody's in a single file line. Black people got in that line first.
Mm-hmm.
We have been in that line. We have been talking about this, trying to get justice. I'm talking about in this country. Okay? In this country right here. Yes, we could talk about Native Americans because they was there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put them in the same boat. We all standing side by side, arms locked. We standing in this line. Everybody needs justice. We are starving for justice.
Yep.
And every so often, we see justice happening. We see it happening. We see people in front of us.
Yep.
We see the people getting justice, and we like, good, they got justice. But why is everybody getting to skip line?
Yep.
We don't want them to not have justice, but why the hell they get to skip line? And it's like, it's almost like you watching people get escorted past you. The people that's getting escorted past you look back and don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's just okay with it. We glad they're getting, but why do I have to why does everybody get to jump line in front of me?
Yep.
And that's exactly what this feels like. It's infuriating. You was it 2-3 years ago? Actually, it was before the pandemic. I know we're out here in LA. I don't know where else it was, but I know there was a lot of people, there was a few people from the Asian community getting attacked.
Yep.
That campaign went out quick.
And it was like,
it was quick.
It was like 3 to 4 incidents.
Yeah.
And on the fifth day, they passed the law.
Hey, this is considered a hate crime if you do anything to anybody Asian.
Which is,
we were like, good.
Yeah.
Because that's dead wrong.
Yeah.
But why did you categorize it to Asians? It should be a hate crime if there's anything racially involved in a crime against somebody.
Yeah.
Period.
Crazy.
This is why you might run past somebody that's black and now that everybody's using woke that don't even know what the hell it means. This is why it's so easy for us to get pissed off about stuff. Mm. Just because we speaking up about justice for us. We're not ignoring everybody else, but we want to see something for us.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else, like we said, Black Lives Matter. Well, Blue Lives Matter. If we did that to the Asian community, if we did that to the Jewish community, what about black people? Oh, so you anti-Semitic? No.
They had shut down our podcast.
They shut down everything. They probably going to shut it down now. But I got this clip, and I'm going to keep putting it up. It's infuriating to see that they done went around, they done blackballed and banned this man from the sport that was feeding his family, Kaepernick, for kneeling, for calling out, and now they're like, that's happening over there. Hey, we need to kneel for these people.
Then making commercials.
Don't get me started situation. On these commercials.
The
commercials are needed because people need to know, but somebody's paying for these commercials. They're not coming from a neutral source. I don't even like talking about the war over there because too many people have an agenda.
Well, see, that's
all our news outlets, every single one of them have an agenda. Don't listen to none of that bullshit.
Yeah. I can't speak on it. Who's right, who's wrong. People shouldn't die, period. So that's why I stand with that. Because I don't know anything about what's happening other than people are being unalive. So
here's an example. The next time you in a rush to get somewhere, this is for somebody that don't understand where I'm coming from. Next time you in a rush to get somewhere and you in traffic, stop and let a bunch of people pass you and see how pissed off you get. Or have somebody stop you and let 10 cars in front of you with no example, with no explanation whatsoever. You're going to be back there flipping your shit. You didn't lose your life. Did nobody lose your life? You just trying to get to Starbucks on time.
Perfect example. TSA. You're in line, and these people have TSA pre-check, and they have, what's the other one? You scan your eyes.
Clear.
And the person that paid for first class, you're in line trying to check your luggage or whatever. You got there early. You the first one in line.
Wasn't
nobody there. Then all these people come through pre-check, first class, and they will look you dead in your face and say, hold on, I need to take care of them first. Hold on, man.
You ain't mad at them that they getting to go, but why the hell is TSA deciding that they get to go?
Yes.
TSA is society in this standpoint.
And I'm right here, but you see me here before you even opened, and you still decided to take them.
Everybody. LGBTQ, in the face. But not black LGBTQ. Everybody else is LGBTQ. They gonna get in line in front. Everybody gets in line in front of black people.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's infuriating. My bad. I don't know if I took that over or not. That hit a nerve.
No. You can speak on better than that. I just want to see some commercials of stop police brutality for everybody. That's fine with me. We can say everybody.
Oh, we saw for everybody. We saw all lives matter.
Oh, that's true.
And that'd be the problem. We know that. But all lives ain't getting attacked legally.
Yeah.
That's what's happening. Legally getting attacked.
There's recent incident with this Mississippi or Alabama police officer. This lady got this man on the ground on his car, handcuffed behind his back. She finds a gun on him. And she's like, oh, look at here. He's like, well, okay, you know, yeah. You found. Wow. She starts tasing
him.
I saw that. Just because.
And she lost her job, right?
No. They paid leave.
Paid leave. Vacation.
For right now.
Vacation.
If she doesn't get fired, man, this.
Prosecuted.
How you just. This man ain't trying to get up. He ain't talking crazy.
He handcuffed.
That's another thing.
Even if he is trying to get up, he handcuffed.
That's another thing. I don't know what we have to do. This is for everybody. It's in the entire world. How they handcuff us behind our backs. And it literally shows how having your hands back here impedes your breathing, especially when you're laying on your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Annihilated. Yes.
That's what it sounded like. I thought you was there already, but you stopped.
No. My tongue was like. Annihilated. Goodness gracious.
Annihilators. It's a candy. Annihilators. Oh,
you should not be allowed to handcuff people behind their back like that. Because you just put them in a vulnerable position. Whether you're about to arrest them, they're in the back seat of the car, they can't control. Anyway, that's a whole nother situation. But this lady gets to do that and goes on paid leave, chilling at the house or going on vacation, whatever she's about to do,
mm-hmm.
after just straight up treating this man like trash.
I want her to stop calling paid leave. They're giving vacation. They don't even count against vacation days, I'm sure.
Oh, no. It's probably some old FMLA type situation, and she ain't about to have.
Anyway, let's move. This is a lighter talk. Man, let's move on.
Let's move on.
Oh, you was getting that off your chest.
Yeah, I was getting that off my chest.
I said move to a lighter mood. I told y'all I was going to talk about this. It ain't too much lighter. So I went to the emergency room Sunday morning.
Oh, yeah.
It was like 5 a.m. I'm up,
shit.
Because I've been up all night Googling stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is the second time this has happened. Feel like, I want to say like a skin bruise, like on the inner thigh. There's no bruise. There's nothing to see.
Mm-hmm.
Up high on my thigh, kind of radiates down my leg a little bit. This time it's like past my knee. I can feel it in my calf.
Mm-hmm.
And the top of my foot, like tender to touch.
Oh, snap.
Visually, nothing.
Okay.
So I'm like pinched nerve. Maybe it's a nerve. I don't know. The only reason I knew it was in my foot, I think something was on the bottom of this foot, and I went like that, and I hit it with my heel. Mm-hmm. Hit the heel of my left foot on top of my right foot,
mm-hmm.
and the pain shot all the way up my leg. I was like, oh, it's like shocked me. I was like, God dang. What is that? So then I'm looking at my foot, and I can see, you know how you see veins in your foot?
Mm-hmm.
I press on one of the veins, and I feel it all the way up my leg. So I'm like, this is a blood clot.
I was about to say blood clot.
So I get on telehealth because I'm like, I need to talk to somebody right now. What's going on with this? So I talked to a dude on telehealth. It's like 4:50 in the morning. And I ended up getting a hold of like an ER doctor or mm-hmm. whatever. And he was just like, he said it doesn't sound like it's a full blood clot. It doesn't. He said it sounds like more of a nerve thing. But he was like, it would be silly if it is something more serious, to not catch it when you have the chance. He said, if I was an ER doctor and you came in and said this, I would have you do an ultrasound or whatever. He said, so I suggest, yes, go ahead to the ER, get your ultrasound. So did that. I don't think they saw me. I got there at 5:00. I don't think they saw me until like 8:45 or something like that. I'm just sitting there waiting, anxiety high.
Yeah.
The anxiety got real bad. It was so bad they had to take my blood pressure again because it was like alarmingly high.
Yeah.
They was like, is this normal? I said, no, this is not normal. I'm in a hospital first thing in the morning. Mm-hmm. I think I got a blood clot in my leg. I said, I'm not. So they ended up taking my blood pressure again after I was there for like an hour and a half, and it dropped a whole lot. And so they ended up doing the ultrasound or whatever on my leg. Finally ended up doing the ultrasound. They didn't see anything. They was like, there's nothing. They did ultrasound from leg all the way down to like right below my calf. And I told them about my foot, and they was like, I guess they never really concerned anything because everything that leads to the foot has to pass through there anyway.
Yeah.
They didn't see anything, but for protocol, they were saying the same thing the dude was. Maybe it's a pinched nerve or a strained muscle. I'm like, it ain't a muscle because it's too surface level. You know what I'm saying? It's never feel like a bruise deep in my leg. This is all like, if I go like this and pull on my shin, like the skin up, I feel it. It's like down here in my foot. So I'm like, it's got to be a nerve. I don't know. It's weird. But so they was like, for protocol, anytime you come in like this, they suggest going back in 5 to 6 days to get another ultrasound just in case it's early and they didn't see it. Mm. But I done had this pain for a week before I went to the ER.
The emergency room. Okay.
So right now I'm waiting on my primary care physician to schedule me so I can go in and figure out, even if it ain't blood clot, figure out what the hell it is. But the last time it happened, like, I had been working out.
This ain't solved?
No, that's
this is happening right now.
It's sore right now.
Boy.
Ain't nothing visually. There's nothing. I don't know.
I know I
need a specialist, but I got to go to primary care physician to tell me to go somewhere else so they can tell me to go somewhere else.
To write you the prescription.
The only reason I think it might be it's possibly maybe just a nerve, like something in my back pinching on a nerve, because right, my back is sore too from working out me damn near killing myself. So it is, I am like tight in the back because like I've had sciatic pain before and I know exactly what that feels like.
Does that feel like that?
No, nothing like it. But the only thing, when I did have my disc issue in my back, they did this test where they find veins or nerves in your leg and they shock it. And you can feel the nerve, the entire run of the nerve. It's like it shocks all the way down your leg.
Dang.
And it feels similar to that when they did that shock test, like a little bit. It feels like that a little bit. So, yeah, that's what I'm dealing with.
Boy, that is wild.
Yeah.
I have a sore calf. I've been having a sore calf for I don't know how long.
Yeah, I remember you.
And it's still sore. I don't know. I'm not sure what it is.
I don't have all the symptoms of like blood clot. They say discolored, like red, swollen, warm to touch, and all this throbbing pain. It's none of that. Like right now, I don't feel nothing. I don't feel nothing until I find somewhere, like right there a little bit. Right there a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
I'd be so paranoid.
Oh, I was, but I was like, even when the doctor, when she didn't know, she was just like, she was very relaxed about it. She was like, regardless, you're going to end up taking ibuprofen. She said, if we find a blood clot or a bunch of blood clots, we're going to give you anticoagulant and some anti-inflammatory ibuprofen. She said, if it's not a blood clot, we're still going to tell you to take ibuprofen. So the way she just skated over it, like, oh, you just take some anticoagulants. It like it made me feel a little, I'm like, all right. But I realized worrying ain't doing nothing but make it worse. So I was like, let's just relax.
Like, I'm over here.
Of course, everything you look up,
they
always give you the word. I'm like, no, what's the light part of it? What if it's just something minor? Because most things you can see, like in the, I can't remember the name of that vein.
I YouTube it.
That too, but the name of that vein. But most people, you can see it. Like, it's like a red bruise that goes all the way down their leg, and it's continuous.
Thrombosis.
Something like that one, veins. And one that starts with a S.
Yeah.
Some foes or something. Anyway, that's what this old ass dude right here been dealing with. But yeah, I'm not taking it lightly, but I am.
I'm about to say that's scary, boy.
Yeah, but I was like, I'm gonna stop because worrying about it, I'm like, it's just gonna make things worse.
I got to go get me an ultrasound on my leg.
and it's quick.
Yeah. Mine woo. Well, yeah.
Oh, real quick, I thought I was gonna have another parking lot incident.
Parking lot here?
Yeah, not here, but last week.
Oh, you grab somebody's keys.
Look, check this out.
Marcus going around just crushing people's keys.
Nah, this is gonna be a different scenario. Like I took the kids to this is Saturday.
Okay.
Took the kids to a piano lesson. I was about to call you right after everything too.
Which one? The twins?
Yeah, the twins.
Oh, okay, cool.
Took them to a piano lesson, and the parking there is like 30 minutes because they have like 30-minute sessions. So usually I just go. I usually show up early. Soon as that session's over with, everybody's leaving. So I just get in a spot, and I just let them out and wait. Mm-hmm. So did that. I'm sitting there. And then I've been sitting there probably, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes. And this car come and pulls beside me. Yeah. I ain't paying no attention. I'm just in my phone, you know, looking up stuff, reading. Probably looking up this damn leg thing. and then I look and I realize, I'm like, this dude is close. Oh, like, he's extremely snap. Close. I was like, he might just be in, child about to get in and leave. I ain't really care. So I'm just like, all right, whatever. So then it's getting closer to the time of me leaving. And I'm like, all right, if he's still there, like, this is going to have to be this is the conversation. Like, hey, sure enough, the twins is about to come out. So I get out because I always talk to each one of their instructors or whatever for piano. Mm. And I get out and I look and I'm like, his mirror is almost.
Which side is he on?
He's on the passenger side. Okay. Where the kids would get in.
Okay.
And when I first got there was somebody on this side.
Okay.
So I'm like, dude, but I'm by a wall, so they would have to walk down, come around, and just come up on this side. Mm-hmm. But I know he ain't paying attention to none of that. So I get out, and I see his mirror is damn near touching my truck. That's how close he is. Like, his mirror is, like, really, I don't know.
What?
I don't know. And I'm in my space. I'm not bold. It's not compact parking or nothing.
Senior citizen.
No. He looked like he might be my age, maybe a little older.
Okay.
So I'm walking, and I'm just like, let me just keep my cool. I'm like, excuse me, sir. I said, I don't know if you realize or not, but you're like extremely close to me on this side. And I'm just like, what's he about to say? Because I'm about to pull this dude up this truck. He was like, oh, sorry about that. Sorry, no, I'm about to leave here in a minute or two. I'm just like, I'm thinking to myself, or you could just move.
Yeah.
But I was like, all right. I said, well, luckily the person on the other side of me moved. I said, so they can get in on that. My kids can get down on that side. But I was just letting you. I was like, hopefully he doesn't know he's this close. He was like, no, sorry, I had no idea. No, I was like, so glad he ain't coming. Because I don't know if I could take another snappy attitude and just walk away calmly. And we done added kids to the mix.
and you got your blood pressure all pumped up because your legs.
I wasn't worried about it then. Oh, I ain't get worried till Sunday.
So hold on, let's get this clear though. You didn't have to say anything to him because the kids could have went to the other side. But the simple fact that, man, your car is about to touch my
extremely
shit.
Close. Yeah. I just had to check. I don't know if you know this or not, but you parked really close.
And then when I'm backing out or pulling off, I might scrape your car because how close you are. Yeah, man.
Like, I don't even know if I had room to slightly adjust toward him because his mirror was like.
You can almost blame any and everything on cell phones. Because I'm quite sure this man pulled in. He probably on his phone, ain't paying no attention to nothing, and was just, you be on your cell phone, you miss the whole world.
Yeah, people disappearing their phones.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you survived both situations. Your leg and that. Dang, you got me thinking about that leg, though. Oh. I'm like, hold up. Hold up. I'm going to have to go.
No, yours would have been, because it's been going on for a while, it would have already been an issue.
Swelled up.
It's the swelled up, red, tender, and all of that.
Yeah.
Yours could be, well, you already got fluid removed, right? Wasn't it fluid one time?
No, it was a, whatever they call it. It's like a Baker cyst.
Okay.
But I went and got the MRI done on my knee, and the lady was like, it's so small, we shouldn't even worry about it. Mm. So I'm like, bet. And then they was talking about they were talking about me getting some type of knee replacement.
Oh, hell no.
And I'm like.
Because you already in there. They may as well get the bang for their buck.
knee. I just started doing single leg workouts. My knee ain't bothering me since.
Yeah.
Oh,
you go in there, it's just like, hey, y'all, I need my headlight replaced. Well, you know what? Your transmission's bad, too. Right.
And then this is when Mel was still working and we had that good insurance. Yeah. Everybody like, oh, let's charge this to the game.
You already know.
Hell no. Knee replacement? And I ain't even 40 yet. Anyway, since we talking about bruises and blood and stuff like that, I'm trying to do a little segue. This woman, it ain't that good. It's going to involve some blood, though. This lady hires two 17-year-olds to kill her ex-husband. They shoot this guy 13 times, but he survives. And she pleads guilty, and they only give her 13 years in jail.
First of all, that's what happens when you hire 17-year-olds. They don't know what they doing.
But what I'm saying,
you go get some real killers down the street.
The dude, this crazy. The guy says he's coming out his apartment, gets to his car, and this dude just run up on him. Now, the 17 shot him in his chest. All the other times he was in his hands and in his legs.
Shot his pinky toe off.
How you shoot that many times?
He was holding his gun sideways. Pow, pow, pow. But who's the dude from Star Wars? The villains that can't shoot? Man, the white?
The little drone
stormtroopers.
Yeah, stormtroopers. Be 1,000 of them. Can't shoot not one person. Oh, man. But they hit him. But 13 shots, apparently. Or 9 shots.
He's
anyway.
With a rap album.
And he said they stood above him. Like, they were cold-blooded with the situation.
But they – oh, go ahead.
But anyway – they only gave this lady 13 years. I have a friend of mine that committed armed robbery for the first time in his life and got 10 years in jail. No one died. Nobody was harmed. And they gave this man 10 years.
And she done tried to take somebody's life.
And she paid.
Attempted murder.
Admitted to it. Yeah, I did it. Yeah, they shot him. Then you hire... Well,
minors.
I was about to say, I don't know with 17 minors, but they are there. I don't know the age range. But
no, in America, they minors.
You might as well say minors. Don't ruin their life. Tried to take this man's life. Oh, and then this man has lifelong injuries. How do you give this person 13 years? 13 ain't years. Shit.
These people get traffic violations and get more than that.
At 40, she'll be 53.
With Hite.
Yeah, she's white or
that's she,
yeah,
that's how she did it.
Whatever it is.
That's how she did it.
How in the hell does this happen? I should have got that off my chest too. This is injustice as well, because the same thing could happen to somebody else and they'll get life in prison.
Who was the lady that shot a warning shot to save her kids from getting beat?
The
black,
that
yo,
is.
You remember you brought that story? Y'all know in Patreon, don't you? The lady in whatever state that was, she fired a warning shot with a gun because the man was was beating her and her kids. And I think they gave her 10 years or something. 10
Ooh,
or 20
I
years.
Look that up. I can't remember. But if they gave her, oh, because it was in the.
Of course it was Florida, y'all.
Yeah.
That was in Georgia.
What? I gotta look that up.
And it's see.
We keep getting back to that.
It's right back to it. God dang.
Hey.
You got the one woman that man was trying to kill her. She shoots him. Call the police first.
Yeah.
This is what this man's trying to do. I gotta protect myself. She protects herself. What she get? And this woman done paid. She done hired hitmen. That should be a damn, 10, 20 years by itself.
By itself. That's attempted hiring. You got guys out here getting locked up for drugs, man. Having nothing.
Yeah, black woman couldn't even use the stand your ground law.
Dang. You got people out here going to jail for nothing, and she gets 13 years. I'm talking about that's nothing, man. That's absolutely nothing. I've been, we moved out here. It's been 7 years. I flew by like that.
And they walking around with hate.
Oh, yeah.
How are we not walking around with hate? Mm-hmm. Just constant state of hate.
Yeah.
That show you how phenomenal black folk are.
Not how phenomenal we are, but how good they are with this media shit, because it's always the black church folk and black, oh, baby, just forgive them.
Marissa got 10 years.
Oh, baby, just forgive them. You can't live with hate. You got to forgive. We always the ones that got to forgive. Man, that. Y'all, whatever. Anyway, that happened. That was his ex-wife, too. So I was about to say, like, man.
Now I got to pay somebody to slice you up on the inside. That's what that's going to come to.
I was about to say, y'all watch who you married, but I'm assuming he was already divorced.
Yeah, I got to get away from this crazy bitch. Yeah, she might try to kill me.
He already divorced her, thinking he good. And she done said, oh, no. Nah, you ain't getting away. Like, come on, man.
Anything that's hers, I'm burning her house down.
Yeah, why she gone?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, ain't nothing. She ain't coming back to nothing. Nothing. At all.
Your dog is getting everything.
he gonna send the hit through the jail.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Cell block C4.
Uh-huh.
Get him.
Your money's waiting on you when you get out. Apparently, you only get 13 years for this.
I don't want to go out like that, man. But to your point, people know, I don't get 13 years for getting rid of this person. And act oblivious to the situation.
Man.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Nah, you're not sorry if you hired. Crime of passion.
You planned this.
Yeah.
You gave him, she gave them his address. Everything was like, hey, he goes to work at this time. Why? You know what I'm saying?
If you so.
Come on. This is what's the difference from malice murder and first degree murder? Like, you planned this. Your intent was to kill this man. So you should get first degree murder and life for that. You should spend the rest of your life. Well, life is what, 27
Two years? Counts of involving a minor.
Man.
I'll let it add up the way it does with
they
other people.
They shooting guns in
every bully fight.
Golly. I don't know how they even come up with her sentence. How did you come up?
Are you sorry, ma'am? Yeah, I'm sorry. Just give her 3 years and then 10 years of probation. Why she end up getting out early? If this is what I was going to say.
Oh, damn right. Probably is.
If that happens to me, I survive, and I find out exactly what happened, I ain't reporting you to the police. No. Do you know who did it? No, officer. Mm-mm.
Nah.
Because you safe in jail.
Nah, you ain't going. Hell no. Nah. Hell no. Nah. They ain't going to never happen like that. You going to be getting shot. And you go, I survived. She did it. I know it's that.
That's crazy, man.
It was that shit. You tell her.
Ain't just no in case way. I don't make it, I need her to go to jail.
You is not about to be sitting there holding that in like, oh, I know who did this shit. You about to,
nah,
you calling somebody, Goose, if I don't survive, that bitch did it.
No, I'm putting it on you. Avenge my death, Goose. Kill that bitch. If you ain't going to do it, have somebody. You won't get 13 years from what I hear.
Every time Tank called me, I put him on speakerphone. I'm always doing some shit. I'm like, you on speakerphone.
Yeah, every time.
Mel going, you going to kill that bitch, Mel.
Hold up. I can only imagine what Mel think we be talking about. Because every time Goose else the phone, you on speakerphone. And I be thinking, what have I said in the past?
My hands have to be free. I be doing stuff. But hey, she probably like, what? How you got to announce it? But that'll be hilarious.
Man.
She done shot me, Goose. Oh, shit. What the fuck? He talking about he gonna sit there.
Oh yeah, I ain't
like stone cold.
I'm holding it in.
No feelings.
No,
at all.
I don't know. Why don't they do this? And like, that was her little cousin. I know who it was. I'm gonna get all of them.
Oh man. Anyway, They done shot this man, and he in court testifying. That man done his arm strapped up.
Yeah, even if he wasn't, there. You know, the lawyer's going to do extra anyway. Put a neck brace on, iPad.
Sir, what happened to your eye? Did they shoot you?
Probably.
But it's hard for me to see the love that she has for me now. Because what's his name? Sosa. Chris Sosa. You heard his story?
Nah.
About his dad? This happened to his dad.
Oh, hold on. I think so. Tell me.
And his dad's ex-wife or whatever hired somebody to kill him. And he finds out, he tells the police, and they set up a whole scene, put a bullet in his head, like painted all this stuff, and shows her pictures of him. You know, I need to see what she got sentenced to. But this happened to Sosa.
God dang.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. So, that's what I was going to say. The phone call has been taken care of. The 17-year-old, we did it. It's taken care of. You find out, police not going, yeah, we know. Come on out.
Yeah, come on. That has to be like.
Oh, that's just disgusting.
I would have a heart attack. If I just did a crime, like, ooh. And you see the police pulling up. Poo-poo. Oh, shit. This lady had to be like, God damn. And those kids.
Who anyway, she hired?
$13,000. That's what she was going to pay them. $13,000 to kill this dude.
This is disgusting. She only got 13 years.
Yeah. Notification on my phone just popped up. AT&T just took $108 for my cell phone bill. Yeah. You just money bills, injustices, and all types of shit.
Man, move on to the next day.
Hey, y'all.
Man over here using his damn lap computer.
I'm saying. Moving on. Philadelphia City Council passed a bill to ban ski masks in public places. And if you get caught, I don't know who would catch you, but if you get caught, you can be fined up to $250 to wearing a ski mask. I saw some comments behind this comment, and there were comments coming from people talking about, now y'all see how we make things trendy and now they want to take it away from us. Shut your dumb ass up. Shut up, man. You should not be wearing a ski mask. And I told this to Tank. Tank was thinking of just the straight up ski mask hole in the mouth, which you shouldn't wear anyway. I mean, that's obviously ski masks are worn when you trying to do something. You ain't trying to disguise yourself.
You're 17. You probably wearing a ski mask if you've been hired to hit somebody.
Them damn boys probably had a ski mask on. There's no reason. When this whole pandemic started and the hunting masks started coming out hard, Nike started making them. Everybody's making these ski masks. I'm like, okay. Crime rate is about to go up because you're going to be out in broad daylight with ski mask on. I don't know if you about to rob me, if you working out, whatever.
I remember I was scared to go in the bank because literally my whole face was covered and it was sunny and I had on sunglasses. I was just like, this feels wrong.
That's what I'm saying. On top of that, you're innocent. You're just trying to protect yourself. You could be, I'm going to shoot him what I'm saying? The police are going to come at you totally different now.
Your face is covered in the bank. Everybody's damn face is covered. It's a pandemic. We breathing and killing people.
Stop wearing ski masks in the grocery store, at your kid's school, at the bank. We don't need it. I would love to see.
They was doing that in Philly, I think. Full ski mask.
They do it everywhere.
That's silly, though.
I was seeing it out here. People just walking down the street. Kanye. Kids wearing ski masks. And, man, I can only imagine doing it in those states or in those cities where the gun laws are very lax, like Atlanta, mm-hmm. where you don't need a a permit or a license to carry a pistol. Mm-hmm. So you're a regular individual walking down the street, several guys walking around you with ski mask on, you about to clutch your gun. Like,
right.
Is this about to happen? You don't know. So,
yeah. Innocent bump turned into a straight up homicide.
Because you don't know.
Right.
Because you got ski mask on.
It's bad enough you got all these people raiding luxury stores. You see they just running into the luxury stores and snatching. Before, yep. You would just have to walk down the street and put a ski mask on right before you walk in. Now, yep. It's just like, oh, because it's a fashion trend. Like, that's a stupid fashion trend. You need to be fined for doing it. Apparently, it's no telling. It's Philly. You know, I love Philly. There's my people out there. But ain't no telling what was happening for them to have to put this into law.
Everybody's wearing ski masks. Because I'm quite sure it gets cold.
Yeah. That's the thing. It gets cold in Philly. Mm. But it ain't that damn cold. If Chicago ain't wearing ski masks.
That's true. I mean, it really sets you up to do a crime or do anything, and you're already situated to do it.
Yeah. Because again,
my face covered.
Yeah, again, I'm thinking of the one where it pulls over your head like a toboggan or a beanie, as people call it, with the eyes and the mouth cut out, and that's it.
Nah.
But the gator one, the one that goes over your mouth and nose, even still.
But see, those usually come with that, and then it's the hoodie,
the hood
that stops right here.
Damn.
So you're
see,
like,
I wasn't even thinking about that.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. The ski mask, I think it better be common damn sense. The one you talking about.
That's what I was. I forgot all about the ones with the hood.
No. I'm talking about the ones that these. You know, I'm about to go out there and hunt me a deer. You see the damn count on them antlers?
It's the same thing, though.
10 point antlers.
16. Even numbers, because it's on each side.
God damn it. Skin that motherfucker. But those are the ones that are popular.
That's right. Yeah.
The children. And those are the ones.
Because I've seen dudes wearing them in interviews, and I'm just like, what's the point?
Yeah. Damn right. Every young rapper interview, them dudes, they all got them on. And they what they do.
I agree with the city of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
It's like, come on now.
Nah, bro. You already got me because you got the mentality of a criminal or a robber. Like, you already bold enough to do it. Now I'm giving you the equipment to make you even bolder to do it.
Yeah.
No, man.
Melanie just sent another lawsuit for Diddy. Let's get into the meat and potatoes of this one thing we're going to talk about.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Moving on. There's a situation where this young man, he's 25.
The names, we don't know the names, but have been changed to protect the innocent.
Yes. This young man is 25 years old. He lives with his mother. Okay. He has a child and a baby mama. They live in a separate location, but he pays her child support. Okay. Mm-hmm. He pays her.
The baby mother.
The baby mother child support. Now, this 25-year-old also has a girlfriend that's 35, 37 years old. So a good 10 years head start on him, 12 years above him. And she has 2 kids by herself. He pays her rent and helps pay her tuition for nursing school.
Hold on. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Finish that.
Do you feel like he's being taken advantage of, or it's true love?
Speaking of your true love, Mel's over here making posts, and it's all up in our chat. They ain't even talking about what we talking about. They talking about Mel just posted Diddy's 4th accuser, the 5th accuser. So full conversation, 5 now. It's a full conversation in our live chat with Patreon going on right now.
Mel just posted another lawsuit on Diddy. Diddy, man.
But let's get back to this real quick.
Diddy, Diddy, Diddy.
This young man, I know that's more...
He wilding for that.
We don't know, though. You gotta go watch Mel for that.
Yeah.
But nah, he definitely young and dumb. I wish it was somebody around him that could coach him through this. It ain't love. He don't know love. He's getting taken advantage of, definitely. To be in the situation, this is how, even if he do think it's true love, he too young, I will say young, dumb, full of, but she done turned him out. Because he getting that wrong woman thrown on him.
His balls.
He don't know what to do.
He ain't full of nothing. Baby power.
Yeah, and that's what happened when them young boys get a hold of some experience. It's like they don't know what to do with themselves. Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah, for him to be in a situation where he don't have his own place, he's living with his mama.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a child and paying child support. And he's paying, I don't know, did you say this girlfriend, he's paying her way through school.
Yep, and rent.
And paying for her rent. You ain't got no damn rent to pay for yourself. So why you paying somebody else's? Mm. Why you paying somebody else's rent when you have a child that you need to be taken care of? Children take more than child support. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should be, that child should be able to come stay with you whenever it can and be in your place and in the child's place, not at grandma's house. Grandma need a break. She raised your silly ass.
Has to be a mama's boy.
Even if it is. I'm a mama's boy.
I'm talking about mama's boy where he's a mama boy on top of his mother not letting him grow up.
Oh, soft.
I mean.
I don't know. Is that still proper to say?
I don't know, man. You might have to say just.
Nah, he's soft. Charming. Is he?
He's charming. You have to disguise the words because, you know, you call him soft and they're going to say you're not letting him be his true emotional self.
His true emotional self does stupid shit, so he need to be called something. Mm. Snap out of it. Because he wasn't called these things.
Respect his feelings.
At an earlier age, that's why he's making these decisions now.
I don't know. At 25? Well, I guess.
I was going to say, where was you at 25?
25, I was just meeting Mel.
Yeah.
And Mel was my first ever, but there was other women before.
No, and I get that. I get that. But you didn't have no responsibilities outside of yourself.
True.
That's true. You know what I'm saying? That child should make at any age. You're going to need to grow up a little quicker.
Yeah.
I didn't have no kids at 25. I was damn near married already.
Yeah. I wish I'd go back. His mom, his mother is failing him to me. But at the same time, she could be telling him what it is and he's not listening. So let me take that back. His mom could be telling him to stop doing that. I don't charge you rent. She does. She could be like, I'm not charging you rent so you can get on your feet. But you're taking that money to spend on this lady to support her needs on top of, you're not even living with her. You're living with me. You're not building at all. You're not building nothing over here. He's going to learn the hard way.
And that's the problem. Yeah. Mama's sitting there. I don't know if you buying groceries. I don't know if you paying light bill. I don't know if you doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
But mama need to be like, no. All that money you giving them need to come here to me.
Yeah.
You got all this extra money, not only to pay rent, but to pay extra for somebody else to go to school.
Yeah.
Help these pockets out right here. Help my pockets out or get the hell out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guarantee you, if he got money to pay child support, he got three streams of bills. Responsibility, yep. He doing right now that we know of on top of a cell phone, whatever that is. He got child support he paying, which means he got a job.
Mm-hmm.
He got rent he's paying.
Mm-hmm.
He's got schooling that he's paying for.
Tuition.
He need to be on his own.
Yeah.
Partially, the reason he's able to do this is, yes, his mama ain't, she need to kick his ass out. He's being, what's it called? I got a feeling people around him are being enablers.
Mm.
They're enabling him to do this shit. If he wasn't allowed to do this, he would learn to stand on his own too.
Yeah.
And that'd be the problem. I got him in my family.
His girlfriend though, she might be a bad one.
She might be.
She might be that thing.
Let's say she is.
That gobbler.
That don't change nothing about him. You ain't even living where you paying for.
That's what that gobbler do to you.
No, he doing the goblin. He doing the goblin. Trust me. She 40. That boy done buried himself up to his, from head to neck.
Hey, man.
Up in her. He don't know what to do. She throwing that thing on him.
How are you paying?
Sorry, Kennedy.
How are you paying rent where you don't lay your head? And it's not your children. It's not your daughter's place. It's not your son's place. On top of that, you're not paying, this lady's not paying rent. So depending on what she does for money, she's pocketing all of that. Then she's not only not investing in herself, she's pocketing that money. He's paying her tuition. So she's, well, you know what? She is investing in herself.
Yeah, she's doing great.
She's investing in him in this relationship, which brings forth all this plentiful abundance of support.
No, she's,
which is wild.
She's a baller. Yeah, she's doing her thing.
She good.
She could have a job. I don't know if she got a job. If she got a job, she ain't got to pay no bills.
Another boyfriend.
And she going to, she could have another man on side.
Hey.
25 ain't gonna know. He's too young and dumb.
Let me handle this right. Let me get him right, and somebody coming back.
Somebody said he's still a baby. They say your frontal lobe doesn't fully develop until 25. He 25. If your frontal lobe ain't developed at 26, then there's other issues, and you probably shouldn't have responsibilities, or you should be under watch of somebody or care.
That frontal lobe done harden up.
Yeah, along with other things.
That was good.
Yeah.
That soft spot in the middle of his head been swolled up, been hardened up. That frontal lobe. Y'all trip me out. Frontal lobe. What y'all
talking
about?
That's brain development. Like, you know how you a teenager and you damn near feel invincible, like you never in danger? That's like that part of your brain don't recognize danger yet because it ain't fully developed. Now you older, you know how you be like, look, I ain't trying to fight nobody.
No. That's not no frontal lobe shit.
What is?
That's just experience. Like, nah, I done had my shit knocked in before.
But why did you have it knocked in? Because you felt invincible. Goose tried to run up on this dude that was 6'9", 760. And he thought he was going to take him off his feet.
Hey, bust by. I still got that knot on my nose today.
Goose tried to run up on Tiny Liston.
Man. He knocked me the hell out. Anyway, this guy.
You didn't have no frontal lobe when he punched you. If you had a frontal lobe, it'd hurt more.
Yep. All right, that's true. His frontal lobe ain't fully developed.
No, his is developed.
He need to drink some herbs and all this other stuff to get those parasites out of him. That's why he's thinking that way.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is.
Nah, he definitely he's getting taken advantage of. On top of he might be a knucklehead. It might be hard headed. You can't tell him nothing. But those type of people need to learn for themselves.
My personal experience at a young age, I've had facial hair and I've looked older all my life. So I've had older women in my imagination, because Mel was my first ever. That would take advantage. Well, they wouldn't take, because I was getting all the loving out the situation. I really wasn't providing nothing. But they would, you get it put on you right, and they turn that little boy out here, and they go in with the intent to extract this money or get what they want to get. It's a done deal for him until he comes across to that, till it that frontal lobe develops and something clicks in his head. Because I don't understand
The frontal lobe is his mama kicking him out.
I don't even think his mom should kick him out. I think his mom should be like, look, you need to pay rent here. And rent is this much. So whatever else you got left, I need it. Or you stop paying this mother and pay me. And then you'll see what that what will happen. Matter of fact, you want a new car? Do you want this or want that? Let's see how much money you making. Okay, this is the budget. This is how much you giving her, and this is how much you bringing home. Does this not make sense to you? That's what she needs to do, a budget with this dumb boy and show him what's happening. Unless this guy is just bawling out his ass, and I said bawling out his ass, bawling, and he can afford to do all this, but obviously he can't because he lived with his mama. So
nah, I think at 25, I think the coaching is done with. If he ain't been coached, all right, give him a month. Hey, this is what you need to do. If you don't straighten up, if you don't start paying rent here, not even paying rent here, you need to get out. I'm going to give you a month to straighten up and to help you through all of this stuff that you're doing. If you, this is December, what's today? 6th. Mm. By January 6th, the anniversary of the Great Insurrection.
Damn.
By January 6th, if you ain't turned all this around, you cut her off from paying her stuff, you keep paying his child support, you be working on your own spot. You need to be out of here by February and doing your own thing. You're going to be out regardless. This is the deadline. Beginning of February, I need to see a change by the beginning of January. Regardless, you gone in February. But yeah. I'm going to help you through this. If it ain't already been done. If it's already been done, get out.
Yeah. I don't agree on kicking him out. I think that's coming. But I'm going to make sure that I have my hands are clean now. So if I've showed you the budget, if I've showed you obviously what you're doing, and you still don't find nothing wrong with that, and you rather pay her than pay me and stay here where I'm cooking, cleaning, I'm providing for you, then I'm gonna say, okay, baby, you got to go. I'm gonna make sure I lay everything out. So when it comes down to it, I have no remorse about anything. Baby, you got, okay, now you go. But
I see the difference between a girl dad and a boy dad.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's a, that's
my
baby. I see.
They going to live me till.
No, they going to live with you. But one of your babies got a boyfriend 10, 12 years older than her, mm-hmm. paying for his stuff.
Yeah.
She gonna still live with you as long as she need to.
That's, I'm telling her, I want to show you this budget.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand these numbers. You can understand these numbers. There's no blurred lines here. You're making $5,000 a month. You're paying his rent and his tuition, which is $4,500 a month. You're left with $500 over here. You're okay with that? Yes, Daddy, I'm okay. Okay, I'm okay with your ass getting out the house. So make your arrangements, and if your mama want to go, she can go with you. And the other.
So you basically saying the same thing I said.
I'm saying it, but you didn't set the plan up.
No, I said. Oh, okay. I said this is December 6th.
Mm.
By January 6th, I need to see a change.
Oh, that's
beginning of February, you out.
But see, that I need to see a change is my making that plan
yeah,
for them.
Same thing. Oh, okay, yeah, okay. Yeah, no, we're going to work through this. Like,
okay.
I'm going to help you navigate your way through this.
Yeah.
All right, now I'm going to give you another month to get your feeling. You good? All mm-hmm. right. Beginning of February. All right, babe, you done packing yet? Oh, I ain't started. Well, go ahead because you need to be out. You know the plan. Yeah. As long as you got this grown-ass person,
mm-hmm.
even if you don't have that person or more, you can definitely afford to live by yourself.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the other thing that I wouldn't feel sorry about because I know you got the money to live by yourself because you paying all of this. So push come to shove.
You got it.
You're going to get your apartment,
yeah,
and then spend the rest on that. Mode. Yeah. But I
so
wonder,
we agree.
Yeah, we do. We agree.
He said, "I don't agree with kicking them out." Then he said, "You gone.
You gotta get the hell up out of here."
Oh, no, man. Y'all, the reason he said Mel got to go because Mel ain't going to let them make them babies have to live on their own.
Yeah, they are. Oh, I'll leave. I would be damned.
I feel like, well, this is the apartment you was going to get. I just get it.
Oh, I'm going to find me some 17-year-olds to go off that thing. I'm only due 13
years. Now, they're going to give, like, give you 13 consecutive life sentences.
Come on, I thought it was 13. Nah, it's 113. I really want to keep up with this situation. I want to see where this person's going to be in the next year or two.
I feel like having a cigar and a glass of whiskey with this boy. Here, sit down, man. Let's talk to you real
that
quick.
Too, I would love to hear his like, what exactly is that? Because he going to say something. He going to be like, hey, man, I'm talking about every day, all day, whenever, however.
Look. I've been there. I done dated women 10, 12 years older than me. Mm. But I was doing it for what it was. So were they. Yeah. They were like, they were getting me gifts and taking me. I was trying to pay for dinner. No, I got it. All right, cool. Because I knew what it was. He don't know what it is.
He don't. I also need to see a picture of this person.
Who what?
Other lady.
She a baddie, I'm sure.
But what if she ain't? Where does she?
I wouldn't be surprised. I know dudes like this. Okay? I know dudes like this. Oh, I know dudes that done messed up their whole family. And I'm like, you did all of that for a keg of beer?
Keg
of beer. Damn, barrel of whiskey?
Barrel of whiskey. Barrel of whiskey.
Anyway,
19 pointer.
We great get up off here. Goose, go on, let them know. How much am I gonna have to take out this episode? Patreon? Did we say anything?
No, we didn't say nothing.
I tried to be good. Go on, let them know where they can find you, good.
Man. I'm glad I ain't got no. Well, nah. Anyway, cheers.
They probably still over here talking about Mel's cases.
They probably is. Damn it. Okay. You can find your boy Goolsby at GOOLZBY on Instagram. Building with Goose on YouTube. And you can buy my merch at underreppedmerch.com and check my wife out on Underreported. Underreported on YouTube. And I'm not a lawyer, but on TikTok.
And y'all's Patreon.
And you come check us out on Patreon. Y'all see us behind the scenes and all that other jazz.
It'll be, I can't remember which description is that. It's on the
It's going to be in the description.
I can't remember. I don't have all three of those. I think I just have one. But we'll figure it out.
Yeah, I'll provide.
Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus on the Gram. Instagram at Marcus on the Gram. Facebook, Marcus on the Book. TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. Y'all can find my beard and body butter called Man Shit. I got to go home and make some right now. You can go to manshyt.com and check that out. And there's a strong possibility. Yeah, there's a strong possibility that Queen Shit will be on sale for the holidays. Alex, Queen Shit may be on sale for the holidays. I'm trying my best to work through that and get that happening. Mm. If you're listening to this, you can watch it on YouTube, Tanksley TV, Let Us Tell It Podcast. And if you're watching, you can listen to this across all podcast streaming platforms. Until then, fam.
Yeah, man.
Hey, y'all see Goose's fit? Got his cuffed jeans, his sweater, looking very holiday-ish.
Appreciate it. I like.
I'm over here bleeding.
I like it. I like everything you got. The shoelaces matching it. Yeah.
It was warm today. It's gonna be warm. It's cooler.
I'm hot right now, y'all. Y'all don't know it, but I'm hot.
Yeah, it's burning. I'm sweating. So
also,
I know
this
hot.
Is the last outfit that I have. So the next time you see me, it's probably gonna be in my pajamas.
Do a pajama episode. All right, fam. We'll holler back at y'all. Caramel.